We were open during the day, and things normal because we have good air condition inside. Everyone sitting inside having milkshakes and ice cream and lunches, and we open as normal. It's just so hot outside, it's like couldn't believe we couldn't open the door. And late in the afternoon, I could see smoke coming, big cloud smoke coming. I said, "Oh, it's no problem. It's just a small grass fire or so." And then start to get thicker and thicker and thicker, and by 4 o'clock. Couldn't see the sky, it's all covered with red smoke. I said to my wife, we should close. She said, okay, well, if it's a fire, we'll fight it. So we closed the restaurant, and we didn't know it was going to be big like that. So we closed the restaurant, got everyone out safe, and went outside. We put all the heavy clothes to fight the fire. We filled all the wheelie bin with water, and I said, okay, we're ready to fight it. I walked down the street, I seen a lot of people panicking, and it's getting worse and worse. That's about 5:30. I said, no, this is not normal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, can't find any help. I wasn't safe. I felt unsafe. The power was off. You can't listen to radio. You can't watch the news. So I went back home. I said to Christine, listen, the situation is not right. It's just very uncomfortable out there. And people panic. People leaving. My wife said, we're not going to leave, we're going to fight it. I said, okay. So we went back out again, and I saw the fire coming from the mountain, like, you won't believe it. It was about just 10 to 6, I remember that time. I said to my wife, listen, 1 minute, we'll have to leave. Mm-hmm. We'll have to pack. I said, no, don't pack. Let's get in the car and go. We just get in the car, left everything, and went. About the time I arrived to Alexandria, which is about 25 k's away from Maysville is gone already. Now I'm sitting down here, I'm thinking, see, if I stayed 10 minutes or less, I wouldn't be around. We saved the family and we saved ourselves. We didn't take anything with us, just the car. My son said, I'll take the other car or take the boat. Or said, no, we all go in one car if anything happened. I was so scared. See the fire coming 40 meter high and no one tell you what's happening, or there's no warning, or you know, the fire brigade is not around. I just took my own decision. I just left. We went to the shelter in Alexandria all night with no sleep. The smoke's like you won't believe. I couldn't see half a meter in front of me. The ambulance there, and the hospital was full. All the people have the asthma, and smoke is just killing the people. And the next morning, I found out that 30 of my good friends no longer with us. We don't know what to do. We lost everything and lost a friend. My son lost his 3 friends, same age, they grew up together. 3 friends every day together. They burned in the fire, and he can't understand why. Why they didn't run like we did. Really, from that day, I lost. I don't know what to do. I have no idea what we do, and my brain just stopped thinking. But after a while, after a couple of months, just, you know, very stressful, we both got depression, my son got depression. I said to my wife, it's okay, we're still young. Everything is burned except our name. Maysville Baptist is still there, and the knowledge we have is still there. We have to think positive, we have to help each other, we have to go back to Melbourne, to the city, and we start it again.